You're on.
You recording?
No.
Hello. Yes.
Training run.
I'm outside the house of Colin and Sally Price Smith, and they're running around their garden, but not just for fun. Well, yes, to stay fit and for fun, because they love running. But there's a little bit more to this story. Looking good, looking good.
Thank you.
Looking good. Keep it up.
It's not how you look like, it's how you feel like.
Oh. Right. Sally, what on earth are you and your husband doing running up and down your garden?
We kill each other.
Is this frustration?
It's frustration, yeah, and the need to do some exercise and just, I don't know, stress relief really, I think. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I've seen on Facebook you've put out this amazing idea, and not just idea, but in fact you're doing it on the 11th of April. You're doing a street-to-street marathon, the most beautiful marathon in Makana, in Makanda.
There you go. Yes.
What a fantastic idea. But now, there's a lot more to it than just fun, which it is fun, and getting your frustrations out. There's actually quite a serious motivation for this, isn't there? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, our community, being a very small community with lots of vulnerable people, we clearly have a lot of people who will suffer very much during this lockdown, and those that will just not be able to feed themselves and just look after their families. So that's one very urgent need that we know is going to become a big problem very quickly. The other big thing that we are trying to do is get face masks to everybody. In fact, I think Makanda was ahead of the game with the face mask idea within South Africa and maybe within our brothers in Europe.
Congrats.
Because we have determined that collectively that face masks on everybody when they're going out and about is a massive assistance in stopping the disease spreading. Protect me, I protect me, I protect you, you protect me idea. So we're also supporting that as part of the whole community fundraiser.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit more about this this marathon that you're doing, the street-to-street marathon. How's it going to work?
So basically...
The idea came from the Two Oceans. So we, a lot of people, including ourselves, signed up for the Two Oceans this year. Some 56, some 21K runners. I'm being the latter. And as probably your readers or your listeners know, it's been cancelled along with many other sporting activities or outdoor activities in South Africa over the current period and through to Easter, which is when it was going to be. So we decided we'd have our own Two Oceans Marathon, but we're not on the ocean, so we're between two streets, Worcester Street and Durban Street. So our intention is to do the two streets marathon, one ultra, one half, and run up and down our driveway between the two streets. For a tune of 233 laps if you're doing the ultra 56, or 84 laps if you're doing the 21 half marathon. And that's why we're doing it.
Well, that's just amazing. And how long do you think it's going to take you?
That's a very leading question. given that it's quite a tight course, I would say for myself, somewhere between 2 and 2.5 hours, and for Sally, somewhere between 7.5 and 8.5 hours.
That's for the full marathon.
Yeah.
That's for the full 56. Yeah.
It's quite a challenging course because you can see the hill in our driveway. So
indeed, it's pretty steep.
It's quite
we've renamed it Chapman's Peak.
This is Chapman's Peak Squared, I think.
Wonderful, wonderful. And have you got, you can't have support, can you? I mean,
No.
Virtual support.
We have virtual support on WhatsApp and Facebook. There's a Facebook page, I believe, through the Grahamstown Residents Association, which we'll be sending out and providing you. And there's also a Give and Gain charity website where you can make donations as you see fit to the cause And I think we're trying to raise 200,000 rand.
That's our goal. I think it's reasonable. If lots of people give a little, then I think we can do it.
What a fantastic idea. Thank you so much. And thank you for lifting up our spirits a little bit. I think it's so great to see you doing this.
We are going to try and send some live footage out as well. Maybe not the whole thing, because I think it might be a bit tedious for people. But we can record up to 4 hours on Facebook, we think. So we're going to try and do lots of it, maybe just the very beginning and the very end and a bit in the middle. So we're going to try and get a little bit of vibe going online.
Well, please don't let me stop your training. Okay.
Please. Thanks so much.
This is way too important.
Thanks for your support.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Pitter patter sounds of prank.